You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, one more hour of unadulterated juvenile radio here with Christopher DeSimone and my friend Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures.
How we doing? The only thing that brings me downtown right now is Forbes Meat.
So it's funny. I always see you talking about, you know, going there and getting some meat. Where exactly is Forbes? Because the problem for me is downtown. It's a pain in the ass.
And Forbes is in the back of Thunder Canyon Brewery, so he's off of like Herbert. Oh, so okay. It's a one-way street as it is. Put it into your Google Maps and just let it take you where it goes. Put it in your Apple phone and it'll tell you where to go.
Where do we park?
On the side street. On okay. Herbert, I believe it is. It's right in front of their door.
Is it metered?
It is. There's no free parking downtown, unfortunately. Or you park in front of Thunder Canyon Brewery, walk around the corner, go to the middle door, open the door, big sign behind the coffee shop that says, hey, this is where Forbes Meats is. Now,
is Thunder Canyon open?
Don't know.
Okay.
I don't drink beer.
I believe
They had good vodka when they were open before.
You never know with downtown.
But they also took away their kitchen. They took away my boy Matt, and that's kind of when I quit going, because Matt was a culinary genius in the kitchen, and he was doing these beautiful corned beef, like Reuben egg rolls that were so good.
Look at
and
you.
And everything was homemade. I mean, he was making the corned beef. The only thing he wasn't making was the wonton wrapper.
Okay.
But other than that, he was making his own cabbage and everything, and then he would do a homemade kimchi, all kinds of good stuff. Matt's crazy.
Where's he at now?
He's working for CJ.
Oh, is he?
I think out of Mulligan's, yeah. And he's killing it out there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's funny how the chef world kind of comes back together. And, you know, we were talking at lunch the other day and somebody had three guys walk out and quit because of management. And that's just a horrible thing to have happen. And then, unfortunately, you know, he's got three people that are going to leave because he's trying to stay open. But, you know, the people aren't coming back just yet because of who knows why. Well, he's Central Tucson. That's why they're not coming back. But if he's got three people that are looking for jobs right now. Everybody in the restaurant industry is looking for places, so they'll find a job in a heartbeat because they want to work. Not everybody wants to work. And eventually people are going to have to come back, and those that left you high and dry before, there's going to be no love for those folks.
Well, Matt Russell was talking about people who are the owners are keeping track of the names of the people who just used them to keep their
unemployment
yeah. going.
And so
when they come back for the real job,
go pound sand, buddy.
Go pound sand.
Suck eggs because you left me high and dry when I needed you to the most.
That'd be a great like restaurant like buy like do a big like ad campaign. If you're using us just to get your unemployment, we should what they should do is do a Facebook page, employees who use us for unemployment, and just keep posting their names on there. And just using pure public shame.
Why not? It works for politicians.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bunker calling from the Empire Ranch. Bunker, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, it's beautiful down here. We got some rain. The grass is green, nothing like it was a couple of weeks ago. And we're getting all set up for tomorrow's National Day of the Cowboy down here. And we'll be running from 8 to 12. We're going to have a chuck wagon down here with a cowboy breakfast. It'd be $10. And we'll have 7 demonstrators, 10 vendors, a 50-50 raffle. We'll have docents taking people around, telling them about the ranch. And just so folks out there that don't know, this ranch started with 4 rooms in a saloon and ended up with 22 rooms in the main house and in a second house and a Rachuca house. It's quite a thing to see. It's great for the kids. Come on down.
All right, so when's this thing start?
It starts at 8 o'clock. It runs until noon, and that's tomorrow, the National Day of the Cowboy, and that's the 24th, yeah.
And there's going to be a chuck wagon breakfast. What's on the menu?
Food.
Nice. And how far is it to get? Tell people if they're on I-10 and I-19, how would they get to the Empire Ranch?
Okay, if you're coming down 10 from Tucson, when you get to 83, that's the Sonoyta Highway, you turn off. It's about 25 to 27 miles down, just past the Border Patrol check place, about 50 yards. It's on the left. The gate is marked, and there is a National Forest Service sign there on the right. If you're coming from 19, you'd probably take the Sarita Road over from 19 over 283, turn down to the right, come down, and it's a great drive. In fact, coming in this morning, I saw a couple of antelope out there on the side of the road.
Look at you. Well, Bunker, this is a great as the weather's going to be beautiful. It's supposed to be 63 degrees in Sonoyta tomorrow is the high.
Bring a jacket.
It's going to be awesome down here. I wore a sweatshirt down this morning because I thought, well, it's going to be chilly down here. And as soon as I got down here, I pulled it off because the temperature is just perfect.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Thanks for letting us know. It's International Day of the Cowboy going down at the Empire Ranch tomorrow. Fun starts at 8.
Great spot to visit.
You'll be here, right?
Will I be here?
Yeah.
I got people coming in from out of town, so we shall see.
We'll bring them.
All right. Thanks, Bunker.
Have a great weekend.
Later, sir. Shawnee?
Midtown's getting pounded again. The storm did more havoc. We lost about a 100-year-old saguaro.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, right in the middle of the road. It'll be there all day because it's, of course, Tucson. And, I mean, just look at that beautiful pothole-filled, just cracked, no chip seal ever road. I mean, that's your Rena Romero right there. That's her legacy. Paul Cunningham always talks about leaving his legacy. And he says, Sean, we wants to get together and collaborate on something. I'm like, he's like, we got to make our mark. We got to be like the rest of everybody in this town that's older. We got to leave our legacy. I'm like, I want nothing to do with that. I mean, what are you going to leave your mark on? I mean, for God's sakes, you got a pothole-ridden city. You've got street signs that are dilapidated and unreadable. You have homeless all over the place. You've got crime, theft, shootings, lawlessness, basically. I mean, we are the wild, wild west, and they are making it worse.
Well, it's good to see the media.
There's your legacy.
Local media is killing it. But let's go to the phones before we go to break.
Local media, you're funny.
I know. I'm a funny fella. Let's go
it's
to
like
Charles.
Show.
I think you say it French way. Hele. Charles Hele. Charles, good morning.
El Swap Shop.
Yeah, bonjour.
Le Swap Shop.
Le Swap. Le Swap. I've got some breaking news for you. But first, a comment. Sean, you come up with a new slogan for us, the Wild Wild Worst.
There you go.
That's the slogan you motivate from me.
That could be a new sausage at the sausage shop too, the Wild Wild Worst. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, with a U instead of
thank
an O.
You.
Yeah, that's I like that. Badoom, where's the hi-hat symbol when you need it? The breaking news is that Dave Forbes has got a new place coming open, and on Broadway, he's opening his own shop. He's coming out from behind the brewery. And he's going to be open probably next month.
Oh, so Ben Forbes. You said Dave Forbes.
Ben Forbes, excuse me.
Ben Forbes is moving his shop into an actual retail front on Broadway?
A small retail front, yeah. That's... And I will be talking to him because I know his comment to me was, gee, every time I go on Wake Up Tucson, I get 20 phone calls.
Correct.
Yeah, so, you got to use Google Maps. You got to use the Apple Maps. Apple took me right to it. You know where Charles Steak is?
Yes.
It's one block east in the middle of the block.
Okay.
So that's the best way for people to find it. I mean, let's just go there and walk in, ask him whatever you want. If you got to follow Ben on Facebook because he does specials all the time. For 4th of July, he did dollar hamburgers, and they were restaurant quality patties. They were 8 ounces a piece, and they were the Forbes meat. They were from the 4-H kids from the ground, from the steers that he bought there, or the cows that he bought there. He ground the chuck up, and he made burgers. They were $1 a piece. They were the best dollar burger you ever bought in your life.
Nice.
And then he also sold some brioche buns that were back there, too. They were really good from a local bakery. I didn't get the name, but they were really good.
Well, Charles,
I'm going to work on him to be a wake-up advertiser.
Call David Boulevard Barbecue. He needs help advertising also. So
I will. I love lead sessions on live on the radio. I will call him. I give you my word, sir.
Let's take it one step. If there's any other businesses you know that you like, man, they do good work, but more people should know about them, call us during this hour, 790-2040, and we'll continue live lead sessions for the rest of the hour. So.
Oh, cool. I like it.
All right. Charles, have a good show on Sunday.
Thank you.
Later, sir. That's Charles Hele. From Liberty Watch and Swap the Shop. All right, when we come back, I got to get to this story in the Arizona Daily Star that is somehow categorized as reporting.
The Arizona Daily Disappointment?
There's so many good names.
Yeah.
I like the Arizona Dread Star.
The Arizona Dung Beetle.
I don't know about that one.
Hey, come on, the plays and poop.
Wake up Tucson, 10:30, boys, local news and talk. All right. No doubt about it. You're on the Wake Up Tucson page. How's that for your bad line? What an idiot. I was looking at this page, this article. It was sent to me by Lugo. I don't know. I think it was up during the thunderstorms this morning.
Who wasn't?
I was barely awake for the thunderstorms. I heard them. So this is by Catherine Palmer, who looks like she's about 19.
Okay. Nice.
She's the local government reporter at the Arizona Daily Star.
So straight out of Nitzel's class.
Thank God, no. There might be some hope for her, because if she was taught by Nitzel, she'd be totally lost. But she just moved here from the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, where she was the education reporter at the Wyoming Tribune Eagle. Okay. Seems like a nice lady. Who the heck knows? But very, again, 19-year-old. She looks like she's 19. Okay. So she does this story about the $15 an hour. Okay. And what's amazing about it is she, it's for someone, it's basically an advertisement for the Yes on 15. Okay. As something that is purported to be, quote, reporting. Okay. So she talks to the...
So who, what, where, why, when doesn't apply? You just ask the who,
well,
and the how.
Well, so she gives a bunch of space for this C.J. Boyd, who is the socialist who's running, who's the chairperson of it, okay? And then they think because they're phasing it in over a 2 or 3 year period, right, that that this is good for small business, okay?
Hold, please.
Thank you.
So we did the... We went from, what was it, $7.85 up to $12.50 or whatever. We went for minimum wage. And they stair-stepped that.
Right.
Which was a pain in the backside, because come January 1st every year, you're like, okay, everybody gets a 50-cent raise this year. This is stupid.
Right.
Just come out and say, okay, fine, screw everybody. Let's kill a bunch of businesses and whack them and go straight to the 15 off the, pull, rip the bandit off and just get straight there. And then watch your cost of goods just explode. Your gallon of milk is going to be like Maui. It's going to be $6.85 a gallon of milk. It doesn't matter.
And I don't have a Pacific Ocean out my
window. You got a crappy road that you're driving down. You've got to fix your potholes, and you got to fix your shocks and your tires, because the potholes are killing your car. But you can't, because you're making $15 an hour, but you're spending all the money on milk and bread because you got four kids.
So if it passed, it would increase the wages for an estimated 85,000 people who are earning less than $15 an hour within the city limits.
Refine your work skills, get a better job.
Now, what's amazing is Catherine goes out of her way to say, oh, it will create mechanisms to protect against wage theft, disincentivizing employees from cutting shifts short, and requiring employees to deliver paychecks via paper check.
Why?
So think about this.
Why am I getting a paper check when I got direct deposit?
I'm just saying. So the other, but what Catherine decides to do.
Why am I getting a paper check?
Sad to say, if Catherine wants to talk about the other mechanism, and again, she's 19. This is the crap you get at the Arizona Daily Star, right? But at least she has an excuse. Stellar's been there for, you know, a reporter for 12 years, 20 years.
He's not a reporter.
Whatever he is. Okay. Now, but she forgets to tell everyone that based on an anonymous complaint, the city can go in and access a business's financial data, right?
Yeah, right.
But she decided not to put that one in there, sad to say, okay? And it's not like Jill Jordan Spitz, whoever is actually editing her, is actually worrying about that either, okay? So then they've raised $54,000. Now check this out. They've raised $54,000. They reported $54,000 from January through March. They have $80,000 total to date. They got $50,000 from the Community Food Bank.
Say what?
The Community Food Bank.
Okay, they're dead to me.
They are dead to me, too. I would not give one iota of food to the Community Food Bank. Oh, they can go to hell. You can go give it to Gap Ministries. You can give it to Gospel Rescue. You can give it to my sister, Jose. Gap Ministries actually has a food bank which serves a bunch of whole other nonprofits that need help. Go give it to Gap.
You took $50,000 and you got starving kids in the city of Tucson. You got people out of work for a damn year or choosing not to work for a year. You know the peanut butter is the most expensive and most demanded thing out of the Community Food Bank. I would like to see somebody come in from the Community Food Bank on this show and defend their position. Why the heck they gave 50 grand of their hard-earned money and donations when they could have went out and bought five semis full of peanut butter?
They've lost their mind. The food bank has lost their mind. So then we have... Rachel Cumming. So she goes to be a Rachel Cumming. She moved to Tucson from Kentucky, and she is a youth services worker who earns minimum wage, and she can't pay enough for her medical care, housing, and other expenses. For me, I'm just a single 25-year-old with diabetes, and she's earning... This is the best job. You just came out of the University of Arizona. It says you're a graduate, I believe. Yeah, a recent graduate from the University of Arizona, and you can't make more than minimum wage coming out of the U of A with this job market? Are you crazy? That's on you, Rachel. Catherine, you chose...
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Wait, real quick. If you choose to take a $12.85 job and you're too stupid to get a second job to supplement your income and you can't afford to live... You really paid attention in school. You got a paper degree, and how did you get pay?
So here's the other part. It says they're going to phase it in through the next couple of years, right? 3 years, and then once it gets passed. And then starting in 2026, the wage rate would be adjusted for inflation each year. And this guy, C.J. Boyd, the socialist, says, oh, that's so make sure it doesn't harm small businesses.
He's an idiot.
You've already crushed small businesses with this.
Okay, yeah, you gave everybody a $2.50 raise, which really cost us $7 because we got to pay this FICA and all the rest of the crap on the back end. So it's a 25% increase there.
So here's the other one. So then she goes to a business owner to find out what they think, right? And she goes to Dwight Metzger, owner of the unionized glue factory.
Excuse me?
It's called the Glue Factory. They do print jobs. They're literally the go-to union print job for the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And Catherine walks in there and makes this guy sound like he's some regular dude, a business person.
Yeah, check the signs. Who's he printing for?
I mean, so what I would do is I would be charging the Yes campaign on this. Whatever they thought this cost in relation to an ad buy, because that's what the Arizona Daily Star gave them. Now, when we come back...
It's typical one-sided reporting. That's all they ever care about.
Now, here's the best part.
Don't find out a true story. Just find out half that's going to play.
When we come back, we're going to say, well, Chris, they're a journalist. They got the other side of the story.
No, they're not.
Well, they did, but it's the example of amazingly lazy, lazy journalism. And... I got more. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. Night Ranger. This is Deep Tracks Night Ranger. This isn't that Sister Christian stuff. Sing Me Away. Wake up. Little Gary Newman on an N kind of Friday. Get ready with your O's for Monday.
Olivia Newton-John.
That's today. Newton-John. Last name, buddy.
First name, O.
Last name. You guys are still figuring out. It's okay. Tomorrow on Monday, Jonathan Hoffman, my brother Joe, and then BBG is going to be here too, talking about the 9/11 Tower Challenge. So we'll talk about that before it's all over. Now, let's get back to this story real quick, and then we'll move on to a couple of the things. This is the Arizona Daily Star's brochure for Yes on the $15 an hour. So after talking to Dwight Metzger, basically the Union Democrat Party guy, like he's some sort of real business owner, okay? So Catherine Palmer, who wrote this, again, I know you're young. What's funny is she talked to Boyd, the guy who's running it, the U of A grad who can't get a job more than $12 an hour. Good going, Rockin' Robbins. What else do we got here? We talked to a U of A professor, okay, about it. So that's four people. And then Billy Peer, the other socialist who wrote this one. He's also the guy who probably co-wrote the Sanctuary City one. I hope will be a big shining example to others. Not just Arizona, but nationwide. Okay? Now.
He needs to go live somewhere like Cuba.
Oh, someone said, can we trade real Cubans for socialists here?
Please.
We'll see how they do that.
I've got every oppressed country in the world. What's the one thing they hold up that's a common denominator? It's the U.S. flag. Because they want to come to the U.S. so badly. These people like to turn us into a third world country. Like, can we just trade? Just swap them out.
So then we got Price Fishback, professor of the great name, Price Fishback, professor of economics at the U of A. I'll have to ask stigma about this guy. But he says, will it solve all the disparities in society? I don't think it'll be a very effective device because it'll be helpful to some and harmful to others. Actually, I have some people in the nonprofit world who are worried that it's going, if they go up a little bit, it'll kill them off of their government benefits they're getting anyway because they might be making a little too much.
Too much money, yeah. That's what happened last time.
You know, so
you're going to take half the people on WIC and remove them.
So Catherine Palmer, and this is what I love about the Arizona Daily Star editors. They let this is good reporting for them. So we know they were sent the press releases for Tucson business owners doing event talking about why they're against the $15 now. Yeah. Okay.
Did they show up?
No.
How about that?
Two cameras, KVOA and K-Gun. Okay? Here's the best part. This is how lazy the Arizona Daily Star is. Friend of the show, Carlos Ruiz. It says, other business owners, you mean real business owners, unlike the glue factory, have vocalized their opposition. Carlos Ruiz, owner of HT Metals in Tucson, recently told K-Gun 9, now's not the time to raise wages. What's amazing is the paper, the people in journalism and the paper always turn their nose up on the people that work in TV news. And they're so lazy, they had to go to the Greg Bradbury story on K-Gun 9 to get a quote from Carlos.
You couldn't call him? You couldn't Facebook him?
I mean, Carlos is amazingly available.
Yeah, I was like, you pick up the phone and say, hey, buddy, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Carlos is much more available than Regina Romero. So when I saw that, right, that the best she could do was go get the K-Gun 9 story and use that as a source. Wow.
Like I said before, minimum wage in Maui is $15 an hour. Milk is $6.86 a gallon on sale. Eggs are $3 a carton. It's coming, folks. Gas is going to be $4 a gallon because we're going to be living in California.
We shall see. So now they certified the signatures
for the raise the wage.
Raise the wage. Don't know if it's going to get challenged or anything like that. We'll see, and we kind of go from there. But this one, it's another nail in Tucson's coffin.
Would you like to make the cesspool known as Tucson a little deeper? That's the question. We always talk about the bullseye. Well, Tucson being the center of the bullseye, it's more like the sunken hole in the middle, and it's gonna make Oral Valley, Marana, Green Valley, Sahuarita, and Pima County stronger.
If the county doesn't pass it themselves, because they've already had this discussion of asking the attorney if they can do it with a 3-2 vote, which the attorney said yes.
How?
And the attorney says it doesn't look like there's anything in the state constitution that would keep Oral Valley and Marana. This is all lawsuit city, right? Keep Oral Valley, Marana, and Sarita from being affected by the county raising a 3-2 vote on the going to 15.
How would it not if they're part of the county? It works. U.S., state, county, city, town. You can make it stronger. You can't make it weaker.
I'm just telling you. So then it goes down. Then it comes down to little Rexy Scott.
Ugh, idiot.
All right. So now he's for the $15 in the city.
That's how you know there was voter fraud, because that man can barely tie his shoes. How did he win? In a conservative district, how did he win? Please help me.
Well, he's not coming back.
Why not? We're going to miss him. Who? I need a new pinata.
He's not going to. I don't think he's going to get the way he's going. Especially, my thing is, if he votes yes on the minimum wage, people have already told him he's going to be a one-termer.
Thank God.
Okay. But it's going to be interesting that he's for the city, but if he's going to be, maybe he just wants to be a one-termer. Maybe that's okay with him. Maybe he wants to go off, in a ball of fire.
This job might be too hard for him.
Well, it's very interesting how he has to have all his pre-printed stuff that he has to read like a robot. It's
zero memory.
Rather unimpressive for a guy who's a quote educator. Let's go to break, and I want to just run a whole bunch of stuff. I want to talk about some of the races that are forming out there in relation to statewide Congress and some other things. It's always fun to do that with Sean.
You had a great guest on the other day running for governor, which I couldn't stop laughing at. We'll just leave it there.
Sean McCluskey, Christy Simone, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show. There she is, little Stevie Nicks on the Wake Up Tucson show. Going to wrap this sucker up. We'll see you on Monday. We got Ben Bula Garcia, Tower Challenge, Brother Joe, Jonathan Hoffman. Tuesday, Malta Joe, Bruce Ash, Steve Farley. Wednesday, Alan Michaels and Ed Alexander in from 7 to 8. We're going to be talking about the history of Tucson radio, Michael Beatrice, COVID-19 lockdowns. And then we'll have Kim on from the Arizona Bowl. They have a new sponsor. And I know who it is, but I'm sworn to secrecy, so I can't say it on the air. There'll be lots of nailing and wailing, gnashing and wailing of teeth, as they say, or wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's right. So anyway, we'll see. Should be some fun stuff next week. Sean's off talking to his bookie, so he just left the studio, so which is fine. So I'm going to start talking about some of these congressional races. So we got the DraftJuan.com website, which is Juan Ciscomani is, quote, being drafted for Congress. So, you know, it's has lots of nice, sexy pictures of Juan, and we love Juan. Very nice man. It's as if somehow someone got their hands without talking to Juan on beautiful pictures of him and the family. Which, Sean, welcome back. I know you were talking to your bookie.
Sorry, I had to schedule post-op, pre-op, and VA and all kinds of other foot stuff.
Really? You just said put 500 on the Bears to win the Super Bowl this year.
We already did that. We did it in Vegas. Come on now. Shh, don't tell nobody.
So we're talking about the DraftJuan.com
website. Why not?
So
how about draft his wife?
That's true, too.
I mean, we got two seats right there. Give me the Ciscomani team, and we can take over the world.
Well, someone does have to raise their children also.
We'll get the grandma to come over. Get the nanny, the aunt, the uncle. Hey, they got a big extended family. We could work this out.
So there was a letter from the Clickster. That's the front page of this thing that says, hey, we all need to draft Juan to run for Congress. As if, of course, Juan's not running for Congress or something. We got to draft him. It's a nice way to tell everyone he's running for Congress
without telling
everybody. Without him actually saying he's running for Congress. I got it.
It's an exploratory committee at the extreme.
Looks like they're clearing the decks for him in CD2.
Wow. Well,
I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just saying.
So
they're clear on the decks.
If the establishment money ever wanted to get something right, this would be the one pick. That is the right pick because Juan bridges both the money and the people.
I'm gonna argue with that.
Some people don't like him because of where his position is right now because he's too close to the governor. But you get Juan in a room with you, and I don't care if you're a worker bee, if you're a donor, you're gonna give him your time and energy.
He has the best shot of all the of those donor Republicans to do what you're saying, and I hope he does it. Okay, because he can be a great candidate,
but he doesn't live in CD2.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, just making sure. Dems are gonna bag on him.
Think about it. Ann Kirkpatrick still lives in Scottsdale. Yeah. Scottsdale, but well, when she fell down the second time, she was walking to the restaurant there. It was walking from her place.
Yeah, down
to
the street.
Come on, Ann Kirkpatrick.
No booze involved in that one.
Now, it's not booze. I think she has health issues. I think the booze is the cover. I think she's got serious health issues. She doesn't know where she is half the time. Forget about the booze.
Juan wins that primary, hands down.
That's untrue.
How do you figure?
So let's talk about clearing the decks, okay? So originally...
It never works. It's not going to clear the decks. You're going to have some buffoon come in. I can beat everybody.
Hold on. So...
I was that guy. Gotcha.
Now, so originally, if you listen to the show, there was an ad running the first 3 or 4 months, and it was for some beautiful sounding association called, I don't know, Southern Arizona Cattlemen for Dave Gowan, right? And these commercials like, we've seen Dave Gowan heal a baby cow with just his bare hands. Dave Gowan's the right thing. And so when we heard that, we're like, oh, he's running for Congress, right? They're just starting to prep it, right? And then someone, I can't say who it is that we both know, said, yeah, Dave's running for Congress.
Shocking.
Okay. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like he's pretty quiet. Gowan on the whole congressional thing. Now, you could say, well, Chris, maybe they're waiting for redistricting. That could be something too, right? Because we're not going to know until probably right after the holidays what the districts are really going to look like. Okay, so that's a possibility. But I feel like...
Does it matter, though? If you can live in Scottsdale and run in Tucson, does it really matter where the districts are? You're going to run, pick one and go.
Right. Now...
Come on, sack up, Sally.
I'm going to throw this at you, political seer of seers, okay? Let's say Ciscomani raises for the primary. What do you think he could comfortably give me? Just give me a bottom number. Don't give me a crazy number. Give me, what do you think comfortably Ciscomani could raise primary? What do you
got
for
scared? Me? How scared are the donors? That's the first question, because I'm going easy million.
Okay, let's call it a mil, okay?
And everybody else raises 200,000.
Let's say
if they're lucky,
Brandon Martin comes in with 80.
Guy's a proven candidate.
Who wins?
Ciscomani.
I don't think so.
I do. You put Ciscomani and Brandon in the same room on a podium debating.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm saying this. I really do like Juan. Okay. He has the problem of being Leah Marquez Peterson, male version. He's a much better candidate than
negative. Leah. Negative. No.
I'm going to tell you why.
No.
He's the guy getting dropped onto the worker bees by the donors. Okay? And it's going to be harder for him because he works for Doug Ducey.
That's his biggest crutch right there. The rest of it he's got covered.
The red-blooded worker bee Republican, when they think of Doug Ducey,
they want to throw up.
Why do they want to throw up?
Masks, CDC shutdown, COVID crap.
Right?
His stupidity at times.
At one point last year, you said my business was unessential.
Yeah. Not mine, but
right.
I've always been essential, apparently.
15 days to flatten the curve.
Turn into 17 months.
Right? This is what Juan has to struggle with. Okay? And what he has to do to overcome this. This is something I told Rodney Glassman when Glassman called me last year and he wanted to run for CorpCom. Okay? And he said, hey, Chris, why does everyone in Pima County hate my guts?
Because you killed the city of Tucson.
Right? And I said, well, because one, Democrats think you're a traitor and Republicans think you're a fake. And he said, well, how do I get around that? And I said, well, you're going to have to do something that's not in your toolbox, bro. You're going to actually have to come down and hang out with Ma and Pa Republican. You're going to have to go to LD meetings. You're going to be the guy who brings a couple of boxes of donuts, and you're going to have you and Ethel and John Republican are going to have to break down chairs at the end of the meeting and put them in the back of the room. I said, it's not in your toolbox. You're a guy who wants to blow money and get endorsements and not do the hard work. And then he called me about 2 weeks later and goes, I'm going to run for Maricopa County Assessor. And he got killed in that race. So Juan has to do that.
That's Juan, though.
I know.
Juan's a guy that's going to get his hands dirty.
But
Juan's a guy that's
going to do the nitty gritty. But that's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to do the nitty gritty hard. Because I'm just telling you, man.
He may be dressed. He might put on a certain tie every day and go to work. But he knows how to roll up the shirt sleeves and get dirty.
I think he can be a great candidate. And I know that's in his toolbox. That he can do that. And he likes to do it.
His biggest hurdle to overcome is going to be he's going to be seen as the heir apparent by the money.
Yep.
His association with Ducey is easy to separate. Look, I was a Southern Arizona representative. I didn't have any control over it. Ducey did what he wanted to do. Yes, he was the governor. Yes, I worked underneath him. You can hammer me for it if you'd like, but I'm my own individual.
How's that going to play with the hardcores? And
irrelevant right is what I call it, because you got the loser left, you got the irrelevant right. The 10% fringe groups, nobody gives a damn. You're not ever perfect enough as a candidate for those people ever. So remember,
after what happened in the 2020 election, okay, this August 2021 primary is the first chance that Republicans who felt pissed off and disenfranchised are going back to the polls.
Sure.
Okay. They're going to be fired up like you would never believe. So what Juan has to watch out for is Brandon Martin with 80 G's could beat him, even if he had a mil.
I don't think so.
I,
He's a much stronger candidate than the last person that Brandon almost beat. He's a far better speaker. He's more refined. He's been doing this for 10 years.
I'm not arguing any of that.
He also knows how to play the political game. You've got two-time candidates that don't know how to play the game. I'm not going to mention their names, but they've ran in the CD2 district before, and they're going to try again a third time. You're going to become the Joe Sweeney of CD2.
I'm just telling you.
God rest his soul.
But you're not really arguing with me that Brandon could beat him with 80. Possibly. It's a
20% chance.
I think it's like a 50% chance.
No way. No way. Not against Juan Ciscomani.
All right, we're going to take this call. We're probably going to run out of time. God bless you.
Thank you, brother.
Rincon Ventures, RVRTO.com. When he leaves here, he's going to be working on roofs, trees.
And evictions.
And evictions. That's true. All right, let's get Chris on the line. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to go off topic. I just saw an article. You got to tune in to Hugh Hewitt at 11:06 to address the name change of the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, no. I know.
We saw it.
It's going to be radio gold, buddy.
We heard it.
The Cleveland Guardians, okay?
Yep.
And Sean showed me the logo. That's even worse.
Oh, gosh.
It's two C's for Cleveland.
Surrounded by this hideous looking...
Like, on either side of the ball... There's the C. There's two C's because I guess they're guarding the ball. It's in that red spot there, right? That one.
This one.
Or two G's. That's right.
Two G's surrounding a ball, and the G's have wings coming off the back of them. God only knows what the wings are for.
Guardian angels?
But Chris.
Yes,
market.
Sir.
Summer of 2015 is when this stuff really started the ball rolling.
What?
Remember? It was 2015, the summer that peed off everybody.
Well, you have less than 25 seconds to tell me what happened in the summer of 2015.
That's basically when they went after Dukes of Hazzard and started really canceling stuff. And since then, it's just snowballed. So until there's pushback against this, I don't really see the ball rolling, baby.
I can't believe they went after Cooter like that in 2015. So, all right, sir. Have an awesome weekend, Chris. Sean, thanks for a nice time.
Thank you, sir. Always.
Sugar Ray, thank you.
For sure. I'll be here Monday.
All your efforts. Matt's on vacation. Someone thought we got rid of him or something like that. So we didn't get rid of him. We love Matt. He's just
not that quick.
Well, the last guy didn't last that long.
Bruce, there's a very new wealthy candidate ready to jump in the CD2. So we shall see. All right, everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Brother Joe, Jay Hoff, and BBG talking about the 9/11 Tower Challenge. Take care.